Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to get kind of an update on the St. Louis Agribusiness Club. I attended their monthly meeting and spoke with Molly Klein and also Wendell Kneans. The two of them will tell us how the organization is doing and a little bit about the history and what some of the plans are for the future. I'm visiting with Molly Klein and Wendell Kneans here. We're at the St. Louis Agribusiness Club having one of its monthly meetings, and I just thought it might be good to talk with both of you, Molly as president, Wendell as vice president, to get a little perspective on how things are going with this organization, which I've been a member of a lot of years and certainly seen some changes and transitions in the membership and other things. So maybe, Molly, we'll start with you. Give us just a little perspective of how things are going with Ag Club.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. It's really exciting. This is the 30th year of the club, and what that says is people from the agriculture value chain here in the St. Louis region really want to get together to talk about how are we doing in the region with agriculture. That's from production people all the way to marketers and communicators, so it's very exciting.
Talk about the membership, maybe, the makeup of that. I know back in the, and I wasn't in the beginning membership, believe me, but this really was farmers getting together. We still have farmers who get together here, but the membership, the categories of folks that are members has changed somewhat, right?
Yeah, certainly it's shifted over time from being primarily farmers to being actually primarily agribusiness. Certainly, as you expect in St. Louis, some of the very large firms, the Monsantos and the Bungies, have an ongoing presence. But it's the whole range of agriculture from folks like Rabobank, Novus International, equipment dealers from John Deere on both sides of the river, all the support industries for agriculture going right to legal and universities. So we have a broad range of agriculture. If you think about the St. Louis region, more than 80% of the corn and beans originate from within 500 miles of St. Louis. So we like to think of this as the breadbasket of U.S. Ag. And a great meeting place once a month to network and stay in touch in the small world of agriculture.
Well, when you look at the kinds of programs that you do now, how has that had to adjust? And, you know, we're going to have a nice speaker here today. It seems like excellent attendance, too. Has that kind of been the trend you've been seeing?
Yeah, we try to have a diverse type of program, from ag economists to hearing about what's going on from a, say, political, economic, policy standpoint. We have speakers from the horticulture industry, even. So we try to cover the range of what is commercial production, food and non-food crop, for the region.
I think that we all know that there's been kind of an infusion in terms of the growth of agribusiness, driven in part at least by biotechnology, for example. I mean, whether it's Monsanto or other companies, how has that kind of had an impact, do you think?
Well, certainly that gives us a nice base of, I'll call, people that are always, you can count on them for support of the club, whether that's occasional financial support or, more importantly, key speakers and key linkages to other people who can bring in top-name speakers. I'd also encourage to look beyond. So certainly in the animal agriculture business, within that same range on corn and beans, a heavy portion of the beef, dairy, pork, and poultry production are within that same 500-mile radius. So it's a great group. We usually end up with anywhere a low in the high double digits up to, when we had the Secretary of Ag come in a year ago, over 200 people at a luncheon. So it's a broad range, but usually around 100, maybe average, to get together and have a good networking conversation, a lunch, and a topic of interest to broad agriculture.
I think that's great, and just glad to see that, because I think we kind of went through a recession, if you will, in membership. Maybe you could speak to reaching out to other entities. We have the National Agri Marketing Association chapter here, who's had its own challenges, believe me, I'm a member. But the opportunity to kind of get together has been helpful for both. Do you see the continued effort to outreach with other organizations?
We do, and that's a key theme of ours is collaboration. And besides from an ag marketing standpoint, ag education and science education collaboration, that's one of our missions too. And we even help support that with some of the dues that we collect from members because we need a future generation. And you know what? We have that in the region, people who can carry on for the future and spread the word about agriculture and the business.
Looking ahead, is there anything in terms of challenges that you have that you plan to overcome or just maybe strategic plans that you are working on in order to continue to grow, develop, and sustain the Ag Club?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to keep the word out there that we do have this very rich network across the agriculture value chain right here in our region and that we are leaders. And I think as long as that continues, people are going to want to get together. And we need to tell other people who aren't engaged in agriculture that we are a center. Not only is this a bio belt, this is an agriculture belt and agriculture bio belt.
So who can become a member? Anybody?
Yeah, really anybody can become a member of St. Louis Agribusiness Club. So we'd welcome those closely related to agriculture or even the general public who has a curious interest in agriculture. When I think back to the issues for the Ag Business Club, it's really the issues for American food production or global food production. So, you know, if I harken back to Molly's comments on what's important to the Ag Business Club, it's important to train up and grow our next generation of leaders. The average age in this room is usually not 20-something, so we need the next generation. It's to help educate people on where their food comes from. And people who have interest in learning more about that or in educating on that can certainly play a key role. And then certainly overall governmental policy. We do one thing called the Congressional Reception every 2 years in Washington, D.C. to, again, take a small group of agribusiness to Washington to educate the people writing the very policies of our country and our trade policies for the world about how important agribusiness is in this region and the U.S. as a part of our global economy.
Well, we're going to do our part, try to help bring some more of that awareness out there, and want people to go to stlouisagclub.com, I believe is the website, where they can find out how they can join. And maybe if you just happen to be in the St. Louis area, even if you're a visitor, you can come visit us, you know, right?
Yes, absolutely, and please do.
All right, well, thank you both very much, Molly and Wendell, for talking with me here at the St. Louis Agribusiness Club monthly meeting. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'll just leave you with a very happy holiday wish. Merry Christmas to one and all, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.